Indeed, yes,
said the voice.
According to Nagini, there is an old muggle standing right outside this room, listening to every word we say.
Frank didn't have a chance to hide himself. There were footsteps, and then the door of the room was flung wide open. A short, balding man with greying hair, a pointed nose, and small, watery eyes stood before Frank, a mixture of fear and alarm in his face.
"Invite him inside, Wormtail. Where are your manners?"
The cold voice was coming from the ancient armchair before the fire, but Frank couldn't see the speaker. The snake, on the other hand, was curled up on the rotting hearth rug, like some horrible travesty of a pet dog. Wormtail beckoned Frank into the room. Though still deeply shaken, Frank took a firmer grip upon his walking stick and limped over the threshold. The fire was the only source of light in the room. It cast long, spidery shadows upon the walls. Frank stared at the back of the armchair. The man inside it seemed to be even smaller than his servant, for Frank couldn't even see the back of his head.
"You heard everything, Muggle,"
said the cold voice.
"What's that you're calling me?"
said Frank defiantly, for now he was inside the room. Now that the time had come for some sort of action, he felt braver. It had always been so in the war.
"I am calling you a muggle," said the voice coolly. "It means that you are not a wizard."
"I don't know what you mean by wizard," said Frank, his voice growing steadier. "All I know is I've heard enough to interest the police tonight, I have. You've done murder, and you're planning more. And I'll tell you this, too,"
he added, on a sudden inspiration.
"My wife knows I'm up here, and if I don't come back..."
"You have no wife,"
said the cold voice, very quietly.
"Nobody knows you are here. You told nobody that you were coming. Do not lie to Lord Voldemort, Muggle, for he knows. He always knows."
"Is that right?"
said Frank roughly.
"Lord, is it? Well, I don't think much of your manners, my lord. Turn round and face me like a man. Why don't you?"
"But I am not a man, Muggle,"
said the cold voice, barely audible now over the crackling of the flames.
"I am much, much more than a man. However, why not? I will face you. Wormtail, come turn my chair around."
The servant gave a whimper.
"You heard me, Wormtail."
Slowly, with his face screwed up as though he would rather have done anything than approach his master and the hearth rug where the snake lay, the small man walked forward and began to turn the chair. The snake lifted its ugly triangular head and hissed slightly as the legs of the chair snagged on its rug. And then the chair was facing Frank, and he saw what was sitting in it. His walking stick fell to the floor with a clatter. He opened his mouth and let out a scream. He was screaming so loudly that he never heard the words the thing in the chair spoke as it raised a wand. There was a flash of green light, a rushing sound, and Frank Bryce crumpled. He was dead before he hit the floor. 200 miles away, the boy called Harry Potter woke with a start.